This is Still Digital Dave.
And I used to be Fast Eddie.
Yep, there
you
go. Now
I'm wishing I was somewhere else.
Nice. Careful, that can be arranged.
Yes, it can.
With us is Cliff Harden from the U.S. Air Force.
Morning, gentlemen.
And you're working outreach program for STEM. This is high school level, college level,
yes,
kid
sir.
On the street?
Yes, sir. I'm the K-12 STEM Outreach Program Manager for the Air Force Sustainment Center. It's located in Tinker Air Force Base. There's about three of us across at Utah, and then in Georgia, Robbins, Georgia.
So what does STEM outreach look like at the kindergarten level? I mean, I'm thinking coloring books here.
That can be. Absolutely. Anything from coloring books to paper airplanes to just, you know, playing with cars up the ramps and teaching them force and gravity and different things like that as well, too. So they really enjoy the YouTube videos, to be perfectly honest with you. But
yeah,
the hands-on activities we can get, it's an open book, honestly.
Well, I'm in favor of the hands-on stuff myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to get them the real feel.
I myself would like a coloring book.
Yeah, I've got like three of them from this week. Yes, sir.
he still hasn't mastered that.
Stay within the lines.
And then each grade you introduce more complexity.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do everything from the hands-on from like the kindergartners to all up to the high school to where we talk more of a what's your path going to be? Is it going to be college? Is it going to be maybe career tech, you know, technical colleges? Because at the end of the day, right, it's STEM, but it's aerospace. Aerospace falls under that umbrella. So you can be anything from an engineer or Reagan, who's a software, you know, person, or you can do an aircraft mechanic, right? But we're still keeping the airplanes in the air, where they're still working on them behind the scenes. So that's STEM in its nutshell right there.
So you're probably what would be considered the mouth of the pipeline.
I'm a mouth of something, yes, sir.
Okay, it's not only me now. So how many high schools do you work with? Is it nationwide?
So my particular, I do go corner to corner of Oklahoma. Now, the STEM outreach program, there's about 40 of us when it comes to air and space STEM outreach. So we do nationwide, absolutely. They've really ramped up their nation presence, their social media presence as well, too. So I kind of answer to two bosses, if you will. So I have the Air Force Sustainment Center. So we tell, you know, Tinker, hey, this is what we're doing STEM outreach-wise. It's, I mean, schools we visit, so on and so forth. But then we also tell Big Air Force, here's all the goodness that's happening, not only in Oklahoma, but in Robbins, Georgia, then Utah, and the Sustainment Center as a whole.
Okay. I'm sure robotics is in here somewhere, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah, I actually had the privilege of going to the first Robotics Nationals competition in Houston, where Oklahoma, in general, we had like 8 teams represented. Utah had, I think, 7. And Robbins had about 4 or 5 of them. But yeah, robotics is a huge deal. Robotics, 3D printing, as Reagan mentioned as well, too. So yeah, it's everything you can think of.
Wow. And leading into all those cool careers in the Air Force.
Absolutely, yes, sir. So like that B-52 that's sitting out there on the runway right now, right? That thing's ancient.
Yep.
But it's going to continue to be in the air. So we need the smart people like Reagan and everybody else behind the scenes keeping it in the air as well, too.
Okay. I happened to be over there yesterday, and I was underneath in the bomb bay, and there was a gentleman talking with the airman, and he said, I worked on these. I built these. I rigged these bomb bay doors. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not uncommon to hear an aircraft mechanic say, no, yeah, I've worked on this plane several times. They know the tail numbers by heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you change them up every now and then just to keep them confused? So how many students, you know, I mean, again, Oklahoma, how many are in your program, do you know?
On average, I'm usually reaching out. I think this year alone, my numbers for Oklahoma is about 7,000 kids.
Wow.
Yeah, I go corner to corner of Oklahoma, so it's wherever they'll have me. Now, also, there's other efforts that go on as well, because I'm just one person. I can't be everywhere. So we have all the other efforts going on. So the smart people like Reagan, she'll go out to an event, let me know, hey, this is how many kids we saw. This is what we talked about. And then you have, you know, my smiling face, who has a face for radio.
Yep.
We'll go out as well, too, and help out with that.
Okay. That's keeping you busy, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, they're gainfully employed.
And I imagine the kids love it.
They
hope.
They do. Absolutely. Yes. No, I'm getting to the point in my career to where they want to hear from the actual people that are doing the work behind the scenes, but the kids still love hearing about airplanes at the end of the day.
Okay. And I imagine the middle schoolers and early high schoolers are the hardest to reach.
They're hard. Actually, it's funny. So statistically speaking, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, they're all about it. It's where we're losing our freshmen. Our freshmen is the gap between, because we'll really push like college or career tech, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And then they don't hear about it again until their sophomore year. So there's that gap of their freshman year that we're losing them. So we're really ramping up our freshmen. But at the end of the day, it's all of them. Yeah, definitely.
You'll have plenty to choose from.
All day, every day.
That's great. That's great. Can I go? I want to do some coloring and paper airplane stuff.
Well, listen, if you want to, we're over at the Aviation Gateway Plaza. We have a STEM tent with the rest of the FAMC folks. Well, we've got my particular table. We have snap circuits. So we're teaching the kids, you know, very high-level electricity, everything from... We actually have a working FM radio right now as we speak on our table.
Is it tuned to 96.5? I'm hoping so.
Yes, sir. I'm assuming it is.
It better be.
Yeah, we're going to come over there, and we're going to take it apart.
We're going to mess with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We have the FM radio working right now, and then we have... You'll probably see little propellers flying all over the place.
I'm just going to go in there and start playing with the things. And when they ask me what I'm doing, I'm just saying, I'm trying to contact the home world.
are you out there?
We have a lot of great hands-on activities going on right now over there.
That's really great. All different disciplines, mechanical, electrical,
yes, sir.
Software.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Well,
nice.
It all integrates because the Air Force, once again, they need all of this technology.
We need it both, you know, and the other messaging that we're trying to get across is, well, if you want to join the military, awesome, make it happen. But if you don't want to or you can't, you can still come work for the Air Force in some capacity on the civilian side of the house. We need it, absolutely.
I never realized you had that many civilian employees.
Yes, sir. We're very large, especially with the AFMC. We're very large when it comes to our civilian employment.
Huh. Too bad I'm unemployable.
Yeah, that's for sure. Both of us.
Rapidly approaching that point. What's on the horizon? Anything new? Any VR? Any full motion?
Yes, all
stuff?
The above. Absolutely right. Virtual reality, AI. AI is a big deal across the board. You always hear about that for sure.
It scares me.
Yeah. So we need, you know, everybody that's in getting into that as well, too, whether it's the old dogs or the kids that are coming out of school. We have scholarship opportunities that are available for these kids. We have a smart scholarship, which is a fantastic opportunity that will help pay for their college, give them a stipend while they're going to school, and they'll get an internship over the summers. Then we have, like, Reagan, who's a Palace Acquire. So we have about three different opportunities. We have a PSIP, which is Premier College Internship Programs. Again, another opportunity for somebody to get their foot in the door. I started as an intern. I'm not a scientist or an engineer. I'm a different background.
Yeah, you're just a regular guy like us.
I am just a schmuck like you guys.
Yeah,
yes,
perfect. There's always a career being a schmuck.
Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. But I get to work around the smart people.
There you go.
It's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be the dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah.
And just listen. If you're smart, you'll listen.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm trying to figure out where are you going next? What's the future? I mean, you're evolving these programs every year.
We're really 3D printing, obviously. Autonomy, AI, it's anything. Virtual reality, so all the training, a lot of the training programs that we do for, like, aircraft mechanics, we'll just go that route, right? Painting. So a lot of times it helps save costs on materials, right? So now we're using the VR world for these mechanics to get kind of an experience of painting. Same thing with welding. They got welding VR as well, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I can just see a room full of guys in VR goggles acting like they're welding, you know?
Don't laugh. I've done it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay. How did it turn out?
Well, like all my welds, lousy.
Yeah, lousy.
I actually thought about going over to the TIG booth and see how terrible I'm going to be.
Yeah. Are you going to build an airplane?
No, absolutely not. No, sir. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
Okay. Well, at least he's got that figured out.
I know my limitations.
Yes, exactly. Well, maybe you should enroll in this. U.S. Air Force got this great STEM program.
Yeah, they've got this program. They can teach you how to build an airplane.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then after high school, you've got college scholarships, and then you bring them back as college interns.
That's the plan, sir.
And the college interns heard the kindergarten interns. I don't know.
Yeah, like Reagan, for instance, she goes out to the outreach events as well, too, because they're near to peer. Right? They want to hear her story. They want to know how it happened for her.
Yeah, well, you know, when you submit the invoices for graham crackers and milk for the kindergartners, they must look at you funny.
Well, they look at me and I go, they just assume that's my meal.
So. Yeah.
The only thing to be worse than that is the one for the adults, you know, pickles, beer, sandwiches.
Especially the beer. Now, they probably expect that one.
Could be.
What are you doing with those pickles? How long have you been doing it?
So I've been in the STEM outreach world for about 2.5 years, but I've been doing outreach for roughly 7 now.
Well, we definitely need some STEM.
Yes, sir.
We need to keep these guys involved and get them involved. And show them the cool things they can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, aviation, STEM, education is a big deal in my house personally, and so I'm just out there spreading the good word of it for sure.
Yep. Okay, and kids, you know, stick your finger in that outlet and tell me what you find out.
Yeah, and the thing of it being is that as it goes along, it's going to get more and more advanced, which means yeah. you're going to need more and more technical people.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're backfilling the workloads with the new folks as well, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, how Air Force in general is hiring constantly?
Constantly. Yes, sir.
How come nobody ever told me this when I was looking for a job?
Which is why we're here this week, to help clear up that.
Yeah, good.
All right, let's get that DeLorean in here and go back in time.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of things I would do different if that was the case. Are you working on a time machine? Let's get right to the heart of the matter here.
Yeah, really.
I have a DeLorean Lego sitting in my room right now as we speak.
So there you go. There's one out in the campground fixed up to look like that.
Yes.
The Back to the Future.
I left the keys for it at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's the trick is getting that plutonium.
Yeah, really.
So we won't talk about that.
No.
So this is generic. You're not tailoring it for anyone's specific career path, like weapon systems or whatever. No. It's all over the place.
It's a generic thing.
Basic concepts.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, we want to catch it all because there's a lot of folks that may have a particular background, but they come in and work for us, and they're like, oh, I really like this. So.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's kind of a dipping your toe in the water to see the temperature.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that is exactly what it is.
Well, good. I'll wind up in the deep end of the pool, as usual.
Basically. All right, we've been speaking with Cliff Harden from the U.S. Air Force. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us, sir.
And I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.